Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott. I hope that you enjoy this talk. I just wanted to mention that I do refer to a book by Richard Freeman, and the title of that book is The Mirror of Yoga. So if you're interested in, what I have to say about it, please feel free to check that book out. I'll also remind you again at the end of the podcast. This breathwork has been really profound in my own personal journey, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd love to hear your experience if you end up playing with it a bit. I hope you enjoy the talk again. Thanks so much for listening. Good morning. So I was working with this thing with my breath, and I was thinking about, so there's two different, some of you may or may not have heard this before, there's different ways that the air flows in the body. And so there's prana, and I don't mean prana, the life force. There's a prana that's a direction of energy that is upward. So just think about it when you take an inhale, right, the prana moves up. And then when you exhale, the aponic energy, they call it, moves down. And you can feel that in your body, right? This is what we talk about all the time. The inhale go up and the exhale you root down. But really what I was thinking about is that I like the way I'm reading this book right now, and I don't remember the name of it, but I can tell you Richard Freeman is the author. But he was talking about when we inhale, and, you know, all that expansion, because I'll even teach the breath this way. I do this. I'll talk about expanding, right, side to side and front to back and this and that. But when we inhale, really the focus would be to stay grounded, to stay focused on the ground, which actually makes a lot of sense. We're going to practice this in a moment, but I just kind of want to explain it in theory first. So when you think about, I always talk about how a lot of times I'll use myself instead of everyone else. When we really just expand, right, without ground, we can be like airy fairy. Does that make sense? Like all in the clouds. Okay, and so it kind of makes sense when you think about expanding the breath that you need to have a solid ground, right? So if you just even think about the ground while you breathe, it's going to have a totally different effect, is my feeling. Hey, that's what's happening for me. The breath becomes much easier. And so in the reverse side of that, when you exhale, you focus on the heart. And this is interesting to me because I like the way he explained this. When we exhale, what are we doing? We're getting rid of stuff, right? Conscious, unconscious, the whole thing. It's an emptying, you know, physical, emotional, all of it. Known and unknown, right? We exhale and we empty, but that with the empty comes what? A dissolution, an end of something. And we can get nervous about that. We have fear around letting go. Again, we don't even know all of this. And the beauty of the yoga practice, you don't have to know it. You just do the freaking thing and it works. Right? So don't be like, what am I letting go of right now? It doesn't matter, right? But when you focus on the heart while you exhale, that's where your trust is. And it's going to build that sense of it's okay, right, to empty it out. Does that make sense? And so the two relationships, right, we've talked about this, that we understand, I think, that the mind and the breath are connected. Right? So you can change a thought, it changes your breath. You change the breath, it changes the thought. They're interrelated. It's the same with this air. As it moves up and down, they're interrelated. So it's not one versus another. Right? There's a whole relationship there. So how do you work with growing something and planting something? Right? You can't just do one. We probably all have a tendency to do one more than another. Right? And so just to play with it in the breath, and see how it feels for you. Yeah? He also said, free, and I like this too, that you free the breath and you liberate the mind. Right? That's not new, but free the breath. Right? And I mean like free, right? The rib cages, like our rib cages in our culture get very tight because we're all like, We need more sit-ups. Hold it in, right? And then it's just like, how do you expect to breathe? Right? So you free the breath, free the rib cage. It frees your experience, liberates you. So that's what we're going to play with to begin, and then I'll weave it without as a reminder. Because I also really like this breath standing. I don't know about you guys, but I've never focused on my feet while I was standing and taking an inhale. I always focus on this, and then I exhale into the ground, right? Yeah, so we'll just play with it a little. So we'll do a couple ohms to start, and then we will breathe, and then we'll move. Thank you again for listening to the latest episode of the Embodied Living Yoga podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott, so happy to have you here. Again, I'll just remind you that book, since I did not put it, actually, I did not have the name of the title when I did the talk. It's The Mirror of Yoga by Richard Friedman. It's a really wonderful, deep, deep book. And so check it out if you're interested. And again, if you enjoy our talks, please feel free to subscribe to the Embodied Living Yoga podcast. Feel free to leave ratings. And even more so, we would love it if you could write a review. It really does help us out. You can email me any personal questions or feedback at shannon@onyxyogastudio.com. And you can check out everything that is happening at shannonelliottyoga.com. Hope you have an absolutely wonderful, beautiful day. Thank you, and happy, happy breathing.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.